Mesechtas Menachos, Daf Mem Vav, the last line in Daf Mem Hei Beis. Now Mishnah discussed the Karbonos Da'abur and Shavuos together with the Shtei Alechem. In Pashas Emor, the Pasuk tells us, "M'mishvisechem Tavil Lechem Trufa Shtayim Shnei Esreinim Seilus Tiena Chomet Serafenim Bekurim LaHashem." And on Shavuos, in order to be matir the Tua Chadasha for the Mizbeach, they would bring the Shtei Alechem, and together with the Shtei Alechem, the Torah tells us that they would bring Karbonos Oilois as well as the Karbon Chatos as well as Karbonos Shlamim, and as the Torah states, we craft them all lechem shivas kvasim tumim in b'leishana u'pabim baka echor ve'ilum shtayim yiyu o'il l'ashem u'minchasim niskeim ishu reich nichoyach l'ashem. And aside for the seven kvasim, the one par and the two eilim which were oilois, the pasuk continues and tells us v'asisim sir izim echelochatos, they would also bring a sir izim echelochatos. And our mishnah stated that all agree ha'par ve'ilum v'akvasim v'asar eim akvin salechem v'lo yalechem akvon. However, the Torah also teaches us that one should bring shnei kvasim b'leishana l'zevach shlamim, and we bring the kif Satzeres, which were Kabbani Shlamim. Regarding the Shnei Kvasim and the Shtei Alechem, there was a machlikas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, as Rabbi Kiva held, Alechem Akvim Hesa Kvasim, Vein Akvasim Akvim Salechem. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas stated, Loi, Ki Ala Kvasim Akvim Salechem, Valechem Einim Akav Akvasim, and he holds exactly the opposite of Rabbi Kiva. Although in our Mishnah, ben Nanas brought a reason, and we also saw Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai explained the reason for ben Nanas. However, our Gemara just brought two other explanations as to the reason for the machlikas between Rabbi Kiva and Bananas, and one was based on a Gzeir Shava, and one was based on a Pasuk that states, Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKoyin. And from this Pasuk, Rabbi Kiva learns that if one doesn't have the Shtei Alechem, they would not bring the Shnei Kvasim. However, if one doesn't have the Shnei Kvasim, they would still bring the Shtei Alechem. And Bananas learned, Punk Fakat, that if one doesn't have the Kvasim, then one could not bring the Shtei Alechem. But if one doesn't have the Shtei Alechem, then he would still bring the Shtei Kvasim. And before we begin, let us point out that Benegay the Shnei Kvasim and the Shtei Alechem, the Torah teaches us, is not obligation to do trufa, and as we will see, there's actually two times that they would do trufa, one while the animal was still alive, and one after the animal was already killed. And the pasuk states in Pashas Emor, "V'heinav akoyin isum alechem abikurim trufa l'fnei Hashem al shnei kvasim kodesh yul Hashem l'akoyin." And our Gemara now begins, "Amar Rabbi Yechron hakol moedim," and we continue adav mem vavim alev shem huskuku zel zeh shem akvin zeh zeh ve'izeh uzikah shlohen shchita. And Rabbi Yechron teaches us that although there's a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nanas in a situation where there's no connection yet between the Shlomim and the Shtei Lechem, and Rabbi Kiva holds that if one doesn't have the Lechem, then he cannot bring the Shtei Kvasim, and Bananas holds exactly the opposite, but that's only prior to them having a connection. Certainly, once there is a connection between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Lechem, then certainly one would be Ma'akev the other. Biechna explains that the time that they become connected is once they perform Shchita on the Kivsei Atzeres. And for example, if initially one had the Kivsei Atzeres as well as the Shtei Lechem, once he does the Shchita on the Kivsei Atzeres, then both Rabbi Kiva and Ben Nanas agree that it doesn't make a difference if he loses the Kivsei Atzeres or if he loses the Shtei Alechem. Then in both cases, the counterpart would be puzzle. And as Rashi states, Shehoyu b'yachad, then initially they were together, va'akin over lechem ekvasim, shem akvin zel zeh, then once he performs Shchita, then they would be makvi each other, va'nisel f'neinu yetzel b'sa sefer, the one that still remains would have to be burnt, the nitcha b'ibr chaveiroi, as is considered dachoi, because the other one was lost. And for example, if after the Shchita, the Kivsei Atzeres get lost, then they would not be able to use the Shtei Alechem, and they would have to burn the Shtei Alechem. And similarly, if the Shtei Alechem were lost after Shchita, then they would no longer be able to bring the Kivsei Atzeres, and they would have to burn the Kivsei Atzeres. And Rashi continues, "Ve'ezu zikishlen hakivosin yachad." That is, at the point of the Shchita, shem hoy lechem b'shas Shchita va'achin over oy lechem oy kvasim over akol, as we explained. And the Gemara continues that even though from the memory of Rabbi Yechron, it seems to be poshut that the time of Zika is at the time of the Shechita of the Kivsei Atzeres, but Amar Ula Bo Ben Rava, but Ula still stated that they had the following Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, as Trufa Yisizika, Eina Yisizika. Would we say that once one does Trufa of the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem, even though it's prior to Shechita, that already creates attachment between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem, and if you lose either the Kivsei Atzeres or the Shtei Alechem, then its counterpart would be Pasol, and it'll be Yetzel Beis HaSreifa. The Gemara continues and is bothered, Pshat Limud Rabbi Yechron, that why does Ula have the Shaila if she'd be able to be patient from the Lashon of Rabbi Yechron, the Amr Rabbi Yechron, Shchita Isizika, Michlal, the Trufa Eino Isizika, that since Rabbi Yechron asked the question, Ve'ezu Zika Shlehen, and he explained that the Zika begins at the point of Shchita, so it's Muchach that it only begins at the point of Shchita, and just by the fact that there was already Trufa done, and the Trufa was done both on the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem together, that would not create this connection. The Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Bananas would still apply, and the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yechron and Gufa coming by Lei, that Ulu Shaila was Gufa as to the Pshat Tana Rabbi Yechon. Ulu Shaila was Mifsha Pshita Le Rabbi Yechon. The Shchita is a Zika, but Trufa Ina is a Zika. That was a Pashit Rabbi Yechon. That's only from the point of Shchita that there's a connection between the Shtei Alechem and the Kusei Atzeres. However, the Trufa that comes prior to Shchita would not make the connection between the Kusei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem, and therefore the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Benanas would still apply. Or Dilma Shchita Pshita Le, the Trufa Misafkle. Or maybe when Rabbi Yechon stated the Izu Zika Shlan Shchita, he just meant that Bevade at the point of Shchita there is a connection, and Rabbi Yechon also had the Shaila if there's actually any creation of any Zika and any connection between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem at the point of Trufa or not. And the Gemara ends off Teiku, and the Gemara is not pushing the Shaila. And I and the Mefarshim that discuss that why would Ula want to say that there's a Shaila as to what Rabbi Yechon meant if Rabbi Yechon actually stated the Izu Zika Shlan Shchita, and it would seem clear that Rabbi Yechon meant that Shchita is a Zika. The Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya that Tufa is not Isa Zika. As long as it's prior to Shchita, the machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas would still apply. And as the Gemara continues, Amli Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Huna, Breda, Rabbi Shua, V'halki Ksiv, Kodesh Yu, L'Hashem, L'Koyin, Basa Tufa Ksiv, U'pligi Ben Anas, Rabbi Kiva. And as we mentioned in the Akdama, the Gemara previously explained that the Makor for the machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas is based on the Pasuk of Kodesh Yu, L'Hashem, L'Koyin. And as we saw, the Pasuk stated, V'hinef HaKoyin, Isam, Alechem, HaBakurim, Tufa L'Fnei Hashem, Ashnei Kvasim, Kodesh Yu, L'Hashem, L'Koyin. And clearly the beginning of the Pasuk tells us that one already performed Tufa with the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem. And even so, this is the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas. And we see that Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas are Chaylik, even in a case where Tufa was already done. And therefore we see that Tufa Eino Isazika. However, the Gemara responds, V'lo Tameich, Basa Tufa, V'lo Basa Shchita. And even according to your question, then this Pasuk is not only discussing a case where they only did Trufa, but this Pasuk is also discussing a case where they already did Shchita, as the Pasuk teaches us that Kodesh Yu L'Hashem L'Koyin, and as we already explained, that this Pasuk is either teaching us that the Shtei Alechem would go to the Koyin, or it's teaching us that the Shtei Kvasim go to the Koyin, and certainly the only time that the Koyin receives the Shtei Alechem or the Shtei Kvasim is only after Shchita. This is Gufo where the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas is stated. If so, how could Rabbi Yechon state that Shchita is Oysa Zika? It would seem from this Pasuk that the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas as even after Shchita. The Gemara continues that certainly we can't explain the Pasuk this way, as otherwise we can't explain the words of Rabbi Yechon, and we can't explain how it's possible that Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas are Moida. Once there is Shchita, then it's Oysa Zika, and it creates a connection between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem. Both of them agree that it's Ma'akman Zeh, and as Rashi states, V'loi Basa Shchita B'tmiya Havadil Koin Lehave Elach Shchita. And if so, it must be Elamayis L'Chalameimu Me'ikarikai U'may Kodesh Yul Hashem L'Koin Dovash Yosef L'Koin. That certainly this Pasuk is talking about a case where it's prior to Shchita, and even though the Pasuk ends off, Kodesh Yul Hashem L'Koyin, the Pasuk is telling us that after you'll do Shchita, then it will go to a Koyin, but certainly the Shchita was not done, and therefore the Makor for the Shitas of Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas could be from the end of this Pasuk of Kodesh Yul Hashem L'Koyin, and Shchita was not yet performed, and therefore there's still no Zika between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem, and similarly Hachanami Davash Yosef L'Koyin, and therefore we could also explain that when this Pasuk talks about Trufa is telling us that the Kohen should do Trufa on the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem. Since the Kohen did not yet do Trufa, certainly there is no Zika between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem, and that's why the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas can be learned from this Pasuk. And when the Pasuk ended off, Kodesh Yul Hashem LaKohen, it's telling us that after you do Trufa and after you do Shchita, then the Shtei Alechem or the Kivsei Atzeres will belong to the Kohen. Therefore, from this Pasuk, you can't bring Raya that Trufa in Isa Zika, as we could explain that in Chanami, once the Kohen would have performed Trufa on the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem, then it would have created Zika, and there wouldn't be a Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas, and all would agree that it would be Ma'akvin Zeh. And the Gemara now continues that until now, we were actually taking for granted that Rabbi Yechon was correct, that Shchita is Oysa Zika, and once one would perform Shchita on the Kivsei Atzeres, then both Rabbi Kiva and Ben Anas would agree that the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem would be Ma'akvin Zeh. And the only Shaila was if Trufa would also be Oysa Zika, or if Trufa is Ein Oysa Zika. However, the Gemara now continues and asks, and how do we know that Rabbi Yechon's din is actually correct, that Shchita is Oysa Zika? And as the Gemara asks, so Shchita Oysa Zika, and is it really true that Shchita would create a connection between the Kivsei Atzeres and Shtei Alechem? And once one performs Shchita on the Kivsei Atzeres, then if you lose either the Kivsei Atzeres or the Shtei Alechem, then the other one would become pasul, and you would not be able to use it at all. And as Rashi states, it would be Yetzel LeBeis HaStreifa. The Gemara will now ask a question from a Braisa that discusses the Karban Toidah. The Gemara will want to prove that just like Benegei Karban Toidah, that even after you shecht the Karban Toidah, that there is not necessarily any zika between the lechem and the korban toidah, and therefore the same should apply in the gei shtei lechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres. Before we continue with the Gemara's raya, let us mention a few ideas that are important for the next amud. Number one, there are three korbanos that come together with lechem, the shnei kivsei atzeres that we've been discussing, which come together with the shtei lechem. These shnei kvasim are korban shlomim and is kachim kachim and is matter the shtei lechem ba'achila. And then there's a korban toidah which is brought together with 40 lechem. And as we know, there were 10 lechem of 4 different minim. And once again, the toidah is matter the lechem ba'achila, and one of each min is given to the kohenim, and the other 9 of each min are kept by the bailim, and they are kachim kalim, but they are still only eaten liyon v'layla. And finally, at the end of the nazirus process, nazir brings a korban oilah as well as a korban chatas, as well as a korban shlomim, which is called the ayil nazir, and it is brought together with chal esemrikikin. And although it also comes with an oilah and chatas, however, the shlomim is what's matter the lechem ba'achila. Keep in mind, regarding all three, that prior to the shechita of the korban, the lechem only has kedushas damim, and through the shechita, the lechem acquires kedushas aguf. And as the pasuk b'negei the korban toidah states in Parshat Tzav, al chalis lechem chametz Yaakov korbanoi al zevach toidah shlomav. And our brisa will discuss three different issues that are relevant to a korban toidah. Number one, we'll discuss where one of the breads get broken, and it's called nifras. As we will see, that certainly the lechem that's given to the kohen has to be a shalim, as the pasuk in Parshat Tzav states, the hikri mimenu echo mikol korban chumel Hashem la kohen azeruk is dam shlomim lo yia. And the Gemara Masechtas Toidah teaches us echad shloyito paros. And the second issue that the brisa will discuss is the psul of yotzei. And since the korban toidah is kachim kalim, there is a possibility that its lechem would become pasul if it goes outside of its chayma, which is outside the chaymas hishlayim. And keep in mind that the only time there is a psul yotzei is only after lechem has kedushas agav, which is after shchita, as we already mentioned. And finally, the brisa will discuss where one of the lechem becomes tamei. In regard to all three of these issues, brisa will discuss as to what should be done based on three different time frames. Number one, prior to shchita. Number two, between shchita and zrika. Number three, after zrika. And the halachas regarding all three of these issues will be similar, aside for the case of tumah, where we know that sitz meratz al tumah. And the Gemara's question will be from the middle cases, which discusses the time frame that's between shchita and zrika. And our Gemara continues, vermini, and I'll bring you a raya from a brisa that shchita is not isa zrika, as the brisa teaches us, b'negei a korban toidah, ad shlei shach the nifras lachma, yovi lechem achav v'sheched. And if prior to shchita, one or more of the 40 lechem break, since at this point, the lechem only has kedushas damim, so all you would have to do is replace that bread, then continue to shech the korban toidah. However, mishishach the nifras lachma, hadam yizorek v'abasi yachal, v'idei nidre l'yotza v'alechem pasol. That if the lechem only broke after one already performed shchita, so by performing shchita, you created a connection between the lechem and the korban, and you can't just replace the lechem. However, you can still continue to do the avodah zadam l'shem shlomim and not l'shem toidah. Once you do zrika, then you'll be able to eat the bus of the korban. However, the korban is no longer considered a korban toidah, and instead it's considered a korban shlomim. Therefore, you want yotzei chiyuv to bring this korban toidah, and you have to bring a new korban toidah. Since this is no longer a korban toidah, so therefore it cannot be matir lechem, and the lechem would still be pasul, and one would not be able to eat any of the lechem. Ayin Rashi points out, nifus lachma lo yadana minolan de mifsa lekulu, I'm not sure where we have a makar that all of the lechem will be pasul, mishum de nifus achas man, v'nir b'einai de melechem apadim gomar, hi mincha ke lachmi toida, v'ksib bo hi, as the pasuk states in Pashas Emma, kodesh kadoshim hu, and we learn, shim nifus echem echaliseh kulam psulais, and lemaisa the Gemara's question is from this case, we see that even though it's after shchita, and the chayyur should be zika between the korban toidah and the lechem, and therefore if the lechem is pasul, then the korban should also be pasul. And as Rashi stated, yetzel beis asreifa, how does the brisa state hadam yizorek v'abosu yeochel? Therefore, it must be that shchita is not isa zika. This is shver on Rabbi Echton, and although we already see what the question of the Gemara will be, the Gemara continues and brings down the entire brisa, and the brisa continues nizrik hadam terim adasholim al paros. Once one does rikas adam, and all of the lechem was sholem, so even if one lechem breaks afterwards, certainly the korban is kosher, and yidei nidra yotza, and certainly the lechem is kosher. However, as we mentioned, the kohen must receive complete breads, and therefore the bailim have to make sure, give the kohen a sholem, and he can't give him the broken bread, and as the Gemara states, terim and asholem ala pares. And the brisa now continues to discuss the issue of yotza, where one of the breads goes out of the ear, and goes out of the chaymis yishlayim. This part of the brisa is almost an exact repeat of the previous part of the brisa, and as the brisa continues, actually shachtu yotzel lachma mach machlisa v'sheichad. And prior to shechita, one of the breads goes outside of Yishlayim. So since the breads only have kedushas damim, so therefore there's no psul yotze, and therefore you could just bring the bread back into the chayma. You could then continue the process. You could shech the karmen taida. However, mishishachta yotze lachma. However, if the lechem goes out of Yishlayim after shechita and after the lechem already had kedushas agav, then all the lechem become pasul. You bring this carbon as a carbon shlamim, and you could eat the basar. However, as we previously explained, that if after zrika one lechem went outside the chaim yishlayim, then that lechem certainly can never be eaten, as there's a psul of yotzei. However, this challah is still counted amongst the 40 challahs, and once you take off one out of every min and give that to the kohen, and the bailon could now eat the rest of the chalais, and as Rashi states, Tayrim Masha Befnim, Masha Bechutz, Veloishi Echaloisi Shiota, El Yichosh Bemini Elias Chumasi Chuma, who will Hachshah Saprimis, and as we explain, Kol Yetzi Taida, Lav Chutzla Zarakama, El Chutzla Ir, Taha Taida Velachma, Nacholam Bechol Ir. And finally, the Brisa speaks about the third issue of the Lecha becoming Tameh, and the Brisa states, Ashley Shachta Nit Malachma, once again, since it's prior to Shechita, and the Lechem only has Kedushas Damim, therefore, Mevi Lechem Acha Veshechet, and in the case with Nit Malachma, the halacha regarding the middle case is different. As the Brisa continues, Mishishachta Nit Malachma, Hadam Yizarik Vabasi Ochel, Bidei Nidre Yotza, Shatzitz Maratza Ala Tameh. In this case, you would actually do the Zrika Zadam, Lashem the Karban Toida, as it's still considered Kasha Karban Toida. Therefore, you'd be able to eat the Karban Toida, and Yidei Nidre Yotza. However, once again, the Brisa teaches us, Valechem Pasol, that since you can't eat one of the Lechem, as that Lechem certainly became Tameh, therefore you would not be able to eat any of the Lechem. And Ayin Taisus was bothered that Lechir in this case, since the Toida is considered a valid carbon Toida, the Zrika of the carbon Toida should be mata all the Lechem, and one should be able to eat all of the Lechem aside from the Lechem that became Tameh. Because of this question, so Taisus has a different gears in Agamara and a different explanation of Agamara. Finally, the Brisa states, Nizuk Adam, Terimanat Tarla Tameh, if one of the Lechem became Tameh after Zrika Zadam, then certainly the carbon is Mamish Kasher, and although certainly one cannot eat that Lechem that became Tameh, but it's still counted amongst the 40 lechem, and once the Bailam give 4 of these lechem to the Kohen, then the Bailam could eat all the rest of the lechem, aside from the lechem that became Tameh. Finally, the Gemara now asks this question on Rabbi Yechron, as the Isaac Daitach Shechita Isazika, as if Rabbi Yechron was correct, bin the Gei the Shtei Lechem and the Shtei Kvasim, that Shechita Isazika, then the same should apply, bin the Gei the Karman Toida and the Lachme Toida, and Kim the Huskazuzel Zeb Beshechita, Isale Lechem, Tipasal Aname Toida. So in all the middle cases which occurred after Shechita, then once the lechem became pasul, then the carbon toida should be pasul as well, and you shouldn't even be able to bring it as a carbon shlamim. And as Rashi originally stated, that the carbon should be nitcha and it should be yatzel lebeis hasreifa. The Gemara answers that although it's true that shechita is oisazika, however shani toida rachmana kari shlamim and mash shlamim kreiv b'lei lechem af toida kreiv b'lei lechem. While it's true that after one does shechita, then there is a connection between the carbon toida and the lachmei toida. However, in Pashas Tzav in Perek Zayin, when the Torah speaks about the carbon toida, so the pasuk calls it a carbon toida, as the pasuk states im al toida yakriveno, and the pasuk also states v'hikriv al zevach toida chalos matzis blus b'shem etc. However, the next pasuk states al chalos lechem chometz yakriv karbonoi al zevach toida shlomov. Once again, in pasuk yudal, the pasuk states hazerik is dama shlomim lo yia, and once again in pasuk tezvav, the pasuk states ubisaz zevach toida shlomov. And therefore, we see that the Torah is teaching us if one brings chalos together with the carbon, then it would be a carbon toida. But if one doesn't have chalais, then it is actually a carbon shlomim. Therefore, specifically be the gay carbon toida, carbon doesn't become pasul. Ayin Rashi was bothered then Pashas Emor when the Torah speaks about the shtei lechem and the shtei kivsei atzeres. The Torah also calls it a shlomim, and as the pasuk states, "Ushnei chavasim b'dei shana lezevach shlomim." Rashi states, "Alva kivsei atzeres im lachma kari shlomim," and the Mefarshim explained that Rashi means to say, "Be the gay the kivsei atzeres." Torah only calls it a shlomim. Therefore, it must be the Torah is only referring to a case where one has the kivsei atzeres together with the lechem, but if one doesn't have the lechem, then you can't bring this carbon at all. Ayin Sham, Ayin Baam Tesis is also bothered by this question, and Tesis states, "Afagad the kivsei atzeres nami akushlamim loy dami shorehim kachi kachim leyafinim kachim kalim." As we mentioned, that the kivsei atzeres are considered kachi kachim, therefore you can't compare it to a regular shlamim. Tesis continues, "Inami leyafinim shal mitzibim shal miyachid," that we can't learn a din from a carbon yachid and from a regular carbon shlamim to the kivsei atzeres, which is a shalmei tzibur and a carbon tzibur. Before we continue, let us see the top top tases di b'maschol ve'ezi zikshlen zu shchita, and Tais points out im over alechem avdu akvasim bim avdu akvasim over alechem, and zok tases v'hainu kurebi da'om lekamon kivsi atzeres im katchan alechem el b'shchita, and our Gemara is specifically going like the shita of Rebbe that we will see on daf mem zayin and aleph that the shtei alechem receive kedush saguf at the time of the shchita of the kivsi atzeres. Therefore, the shchita of the kivsi atzeres is what connects the kivsi atzeres and the shtei alechem. The Gemara now continues. So avdu alechem, and we continue on daf mem vav beis avdu kvasim and avdu kvasim avdu alechem. If we would hold that tnufa is oisazika, then once one does tnufa, then they lose lechem, then the keves would be pasul. And similarly, if after tnufa they lost the keves, then the lechem is also considered pasul. And as we learned previously, that yotzal beis asreifa. And Rabbi Yemi continues and has the following shayla that if imtim salema tnufa ino oisazika, so hevi lechem kvasim v'hunfu v'avdu alechem. If we would hold that tnufa is ino isazika, so if initially one had the lechem as well as the kvasim, and he did a proper tnufa, and then he lost the lechem, and he then brought other lechem, would it now be a requirement to do tnufa once again, or would it not be a requirement to do tnufa again? Rabbi Yemi continues to explain the shayla as of the kvasim leiti bayilcha the vaday bo tnufa, that certainly if one loses the kvasim after tnufa, certainly the ikka tnufa is on the kvasim, and therefore one would have to do tnufa once again, and one would have to take the new kvasim together with the old lechem and once again perform tnufa, even though he already previously performed tnufa on the lechem. And as Rashi explains, bo tnufa kvasim achirim bo tnufa divrakol dematirin hein va'oy debuksiv tnufa, as the pasuk states v'hein evakrina isom alechem bikurim tnufa lufnei Hashem. Therefore, we see that ikka din of tnufa is on the kvasim. And as Rabbi Yemi continues, ki tibaylecha of the lechem, and therefore my only shaila was the case where they lost the lechem after tnufa, and they then replaced the lechem, and would they require another tnufa or not? And certainly, according to Ben Anas, I don't have a shayla, since Ben Anas holds that if there are no kvasim, then you don't bring the lechem. And certainly, we see that the kivsi atzeres has the ikka part of the carbon, since you never lost the kvasim, therefore, there's no requirement to make tnufa on the new lechem, and the ikka mitzvah of tnufa already occurred on the kvasim. Finally, and my shayla is specifically according to Rabbi Kiva that holds the lechem as ikar, and as we previously saw in the Mishnah, that if one doesn't have lechem at all, then he would not bring kvasim, but if one doesn't have kvasim, then he would still bring the lechem, and therefore we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that the lechem is the ikar of the carbon. And Mayim, what would be the halacha as kiva the lechem ikar by tnufa? Would we say that since the lechem is the ikar part of the carbon, so therefore there would be a requirement to have a new tnufa on the new lechem? Or dilma kiva the matirin didei kvasim the new leitzar tnufa? Or would we say that since tnufa was done on these kvasim, and ultimately it's a dalat avodah shebedam of the carbon that is going to be matted the lechem b'achila, and therefore since you already did tufa with the shnei kivsi atzeres, so there wouldn't be a requirement to do tufa on the new lechem? And the Gemara ends off teku, and the Gemara continues, omle abay l'rava maishno shnei kvasim v'makachi lechem v'makvi v'maishno shiv kvasim v'par v'ilim v'loy makachi lechem v'loy ma'akvi. And as we mentioned from Taisis, that the shita of Rebbe on daf memzayim and alf is that the shchita of kivsi atzeres is makadish shtei lechem, and once one performs shchita on the shnei kivsi atzeres, then shchita is a zika, and it creates a connection between the shtei lechem and the shnei kivsi atzeres. As Rashi states, u'ma'akvi im husku zuzal zeh b'shchita k'ra'am Rabbi Yechonel El. And as Rashi continues, v'afil lo yhusku ma'akvi l'benanis, as we saw in our Mishnah, d'alfi benanis, that even prior to the shchita the kvasim, kvasim is ma'akvi m'salechem. Why is it that the par and ilim and kvasim that are brought together with the shtei lechem never ma'akvi m'salechem l'divri akol? And as we saw in the reish of our Mishnah, ha'par ve'ilim v'kvasim v'asari ein ma'akvin salechem. The Gemara tells us on Malay that Rav responds to Abaya, hoil v'husku zel zel betrufa, that since we know that the Torah requires one to do tufa with the shnei kivsi atzeres and the shtei alechem, and it doesn't require this for any of the other kabbonis, therefore we see that there's a connection between them. That's why specifically the shchita of the kivsi atzeres is what is mekadish the shtei alechem. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered very toided lehusku zel zel betrufa or mekachu ma'akva, and we know b'negeda karban toida that there is no requirement to do tufa prior to shchita, the toida together with the lachmei toida. Even so, the shchita of the karban toida is what imbues into the lachmei toida kedush sagov. Therefore, we see that kedush sagov is not dependent on the item that actually goes together with it by tufa. And as Rashi states, u'mekachu lechem shchita v'hainu darminon. And as we learn on daf ayin chesam beis, that based on the pasuk in Pashas Sab in the gate of karban toida that states al chalas lechem chometz Yaakov karbonei al zevach toida shlomov milame she'in halechem kodesh al b'shchita Shchitas HaZevach, and Rashi continues, Uma'akva, dem ein toy dein lechem, once you did Shchita, then if you lose the carbon toyda, you cannot bring the lechem, the ein kadoshin ala b'shchita. The Gemara now states that ein chinami is not based on trufa, that we have a connection between the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Lechem, ala k'toyda, but it's similar to the toyda, as mat toyda shlomim, afa chinami shlomim, that just like by the toyda, the way that it receives its kedusha agov is based on the shlomim, so similarly, b'negei the Shtei Lechem, the way it receives kedusha agov is through the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres, which is also a shlomim, and not through the Shchita of the Shiva Kvasim and the Paran Elim, which are all oilais. However, the Gemara continues, midami, hasam lekas vachem achrinim bahadei, hachad ikas vachem achrinim bahadei, lekachu hani bahani, that certainly b'negei the lachmi toida, it makes sense that the Shchita of the carbon toida will imbue kedusha agov into the lechem, as that's the only carbon that you bring with the toida. However, by the Shtei Lechem, where we bring multiple carbonis, so why shouldn't it be that as long as you shecht any of these carbonis, then it should already imbue the Shtei Lechem with Kedush Sagov? Because this question is, the Gemara states, Ela Ka'il Nazir, we actually learned this from the din of the Ail Nazir, Ma'ail Nazir, Afagav the Ikaz Vacham Achrinini, Shlam Hu de Mekachi Midi Achrin Eloi, Hachinami Leishna, and just like we find in the Gay of the Ail Nazir, where one brings a carbon Eula as well as a carbon Chattis as well, and even so, it's specifically the Shchita of the Ail Nazir, which is the Shlamim that imbues the Lechem with Kedush Sagov, and therefore similarly, b'negei Shtei Lechem, the Shchita of the carbon Shlamim, which is a Shnei Kvasim, is what imbues the Shtei Lechem with Kedush Sagov. And the Gemara now continues, v'hosim in Olan, what is the Makar that the Shchita of the Ail Nazir, which is the Shlamim, that imbues the Kedusha into the Lechem, and it's not any of the other Karbonais? And the Gemara explains, that Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk in Pashas Nazir, b'negei Nazir states, v'sa Ail Yasid Zevach Shlomim Lashem, al Salam Matzais, v'asa Akrenis Min Chosir, v'es Niskai, and Melame Shasal Bochayv La'ail, v'shchitas Ail Mekachon, l'fikach shachtu shloi l'shmoi, l'kachu alechem. We learn out that the matzahs that are coming together with the kabbalahs of the Nazir are actually coming specifically because of the Ail Nazir, because of the Shlomim, and once one does shchita on the Ail, then the matzahs receive Kedusha Agov. Therefore, if the Nazir shechs his carbon, shloi l'shem Shlomim, and the lechem would be puzzle, and as Rashi states, shachtu l'ail shloi l'shmoi, l'kidash alechem, d'chsiv, zel shlomim l'ashem al salam matzahs, izvi chasal l'shem Shlomim, Kadisha says Sal, v'iloi loi, and Lamaisa we see that Benegeda Il Nazir, which is a Shlomim, that is Mekadisha Lechem, and therefore the same applies Benegeda Shtei Lechem, that the Shchita of the Shnei Kvasim is Mekadisha Shtei Lechem. The Gemara now continues that Lefir Rabbi Kiva, if one doesn't have Kvasim, then they could still bring the Shtei Lechem. Lamaisa, since we know that there is no Avodah done with the Shtei Lechem, the only way that the Shtei Lechem become Mutal Bachila is only through its Mater, which is the Dal Matane Shebedam of the Karbon Shlomim, and of the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. The Gemara will now bring a braisa that discusses what should be done with the Shtei Lechem, and it was brought on its own, and it wasn't brought together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the braisa, Shtei Lechem abos b'fnei atzmon yunfu v'tu b'tzurasan v'yotzul b'beis ha-sreifa, that the Shtei Lechem that came by itself and didn't come together with the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, so the only maisa to be done is to do trufa, then you'll leave it overnight and it will receive the psul of lina. And the Gemara refers to that as to b'tzurasan, then you'll burn the Shtei Lechem. And our Gemara is bothered, man of shach, as ilach kila asin lechlenu, ilach sreifa asin lechufin la'alta, and lam luhu ibatzura. And the Gemara is bothered, if meduraisa, in a case where one brings a shtei lechem by itself, and it does not come together with the shlomim, then one could eat this carbon toida, even though you did not perform the dal veda shabedam of the carbon shlomim, then why can't a person just eat this carbon toida, and why would you burn it at all? And if you're going to say that meduraisa, you can't eat this carbon, and the Torah requires one that brings the shtei lechem by itself to burn the Shtei Lechem, then why would you have to wait until the morning? Why wouldn't you immediately be able to burn the Shtei Lechem? And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabba, the Rabba explains, La'ilum l'achila asyan, really midiraisa, once someone's bringing the Shtei Lechem by itself, then the Torah allows one to eat the Shtei Lechem. Only time there's a requirement to have Dala V'deshe B'dam is only when one is also bringing the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, even though in our case, one should be able to eat the Shtei Lechem. However, the Rabbana made a gzira, Shem Yizdam L'chon Kfas L'shon Abba, V'yayim Yushtaki, so achshav nami nechol. However, ve'inu lo yadoi deshtakel le'av kvasim inu shari nafshayu. However, hashadik kvasim kvasim hu desharlu. That Rabbanim were concerned that although today it's actually mutter to eat the shtei lechem as we don't have kvasim, but they were concerned that maybe next year when they do have kvasim available, then the people will think that last year we actually ate the shtei lechem even without waiting for the dal avodah shebedam, and they will jump the gun and start eating the shtei lechem prior to all the avodahs of the shtei kvasim being done. However, they won't realize the only reason was mutter to eat the shtei lechem was because there wasn't the shtei kvasim. kvasim, since this year they did have the shtei kvasim, then the lechem would not become mutar until after the dal avedah shebadam. Since the sisa achila is only midrabbanon, therefore certainly one could not burn kachim prior to it being asa b'achila midraisa, and therefore they stated that you have to wait until the morning, until the lechem became pasul through lina, in order to burn the lechem. The Gemara now continues, Rabba continues that how do I actually know that I am correct that when you don't have the shtei kivsi atzeres, then the shtei lechem will be mutar b'achila even without having dal avedah shebadam? Rabbi explains it as the Mishnah Masechet Shkolim teaches us, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, hey ben Bukhri b'Yavna, kol koyin sheshoikol eini choyte. Rabbi Yehuda stated that ben Bukhri said testimony in Yavna that although a koyin is not mechuyev to give machzah shekel every single year to the Beis HaMikdash, however if he does so, he's not oivan any issa. And Amr Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai responded, loy ki elo kol koyin sheini sheikol choyte. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai states that every koyin has a mitzvah and a chiyev to give machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, and if he doesn't do so, he will actually be oivan Avera. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai continues, why would one have thought that one would actually have an Avera if he gives a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash? El Shakoin and Dersh Mikuzel Atzman, as the Kohanim would dash in the following Pasuk for themselves, and they would say that they're actually not chayev to give a machzah shekel, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Tzav, the Chol Minchas Koin Kol Tia, Loise Ochel, any mincha that is brought by a Koin is completely consumed on a Mizbeach. The Koin doesn't receive the Shirayim, therefore it's impossible to say that we have to give a machzah shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, as if we do so, then we'd be part owner of every single carbon tzibor, and hoyel vo'im u'shtei lecha v'lecha panim shalanuain heich necholin, and since we would be a partner in the oimer and the shtei lechem and lechem apanim, and how could it be that the Torah states that the oimer, the shtei lechem and lechem apanim would be eaten by the koinim, and therefore it must be that the koinim do not have a chilek in these kabanos, the koinim do not have a mitzvah to give machzah shekel, and ayin Rashi, that Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai holds that the tain of the kohanim was not correct, as when the pasuk states v'chol minchas koin kol tia loisei ochel only refers to a mincha shakoyim mei v'fnei atzmai, but certainly this doesn't apply to a mincha of a carbon tzibor. And keep in mind that by the fact Rabbi Yehuda brought the edus of ben Bukhri b'Yavna that kol koyin sheshoikol ein echotei, so it's mashmor that the pasuk of v'chol minchas koyin kol tia loisei ochel even applies when a koyin is a partner in a mincha and even by a carbon tzibor. If so, why did ben Bukhri teach us that the koyin is not chotei? And zok Rashi v'afagav dechsev kol oival pekudim v'kohanim le'nifkadu ein echotei k'deparishnu b'paragimol the ma'isu masulu tzibor, that the koyin donates machzah shekel b'leiv shalem, and therefore it's as if the koyin doesn't have a chelik in this mincha, and it's considered the mincha of the tzibor ayin sham. Rabbi now continues with his raya as hadi shtei lechem hechidami. What is the raya that the kohanim would bring from the shtei lechem as ilayim b'boyisim azevach? As if you will see, they were discussing a case where the shtei lechem were coming together with the shtei kivsi atzeres. Certainly, that would not be a question as otu toidu v'lachma miloy menadvi kohanim v'achluhu. As we already find a similar scenario, if a koyin brings a korban toida together with the lachmi toida, and the lachmi toida not kolil, and they're actually eaten by the koyinim, therefore, even if the koyinim would have a chelek in the kivsi atzeres and the shtei lechem, it wouldn't be so shver why they're allowed to eat the shtei lechem. Therefore, zok rabba alav b'boyz b'fnei atzmon v'ktoni heichin acholin al malachila asyon. It must be that the right of the koyinim was from a case where one is bringing the shtei lechem and they did not have the shnei kivsi atzeres. We see that the koyinim stated that in such a scenario that the koyinim would be able to eat the shtei lechem. Therefore, we see that when one brings the shtei lechem by itself, a midiraisa the koyhanim could eat it, even though they did not bring the shnei kivsi atzeres and did not have the dal avedah shebadam. However, the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya. However, Abaya responds to Rava that you don't have a raya from this mishnah as lo ilum b'boyisim azevach. As really, we could say that the koyhanim's taina was from a case where the shtei lechem came together with the shnei kivsi atzeres and udaka kasha lecha mitoyde v'lachma lachma toyde lo yikri mincha shtei lechem ikri mincha shenem b'akivcha mincha chadash l'Hashem. That even though you wanted to compare the case of the toyde to the case of the shtei lechem, however, you can't compare the two cases, as although it's true that the koyhanim that bring a korban toyde can eat the lachmi toyde, however, that's because although the lachmi toyde lechem, the Torah never calls it a korban mincha, and therefore the din of chol minchas koyin kol tia loisei ochel doesn't apply to korban toyde. However, the tain of the koyhanim was specifically from the shtei lechem, as the shtei lechem is called a mincha, and as the pasuk states in Pashas Pinchas, ubiyom abikurim b'akivcha mincha chadash l'Hashem b'shvo seichem mikur koyish yelechem kol malachas avedu loisasu. Therefore, the koyhanim had a taina that since the shtei lechem is called a mincha, if we would have a chelik in the shtei lechem, then how could anyone eat the shtei lechem? The pasuk clearly states that any mincha of a koyin has to be kolil and cannot be eaten. Gemara continues that although Rabbah stated midiraisa one could eat to shtei lechem abayas b'fnei atzmon. However, Rabbi Yisuf is chilek, and Rabbi Yisuf oimel lo ilum l'sreif asyon, and Rabbi Yisuf holds, although if you're Rabbi Kiva, hakvasim inim akfin salechem, one would still bring the shtei lechem. However, although one will do tnufa with the lechem, but they would not be able to eat the lechem, and they would have to burn the lechem. The Gemara was previously bothered, why would we have to wait until the next day to burn the lechem if one should burn the lechem immediately? Rabbi Yisuf explains, v'hayim time d'lo safinon, and the reason why you don't burn it immediately is lafi she'in sar from kachar b'yontiv, as just like we find b'negei and nesar, that one doesn't burn nesar on yontiv, one cannot burn the shtei lechem on yontiv, that's why you have to wait until the morning. However, amalei abaya, abaya asks his Rabbi Yisuf, mi dami, hasam lab mitzvasim b'kach, hachar mitzvasim b'kach l'safinu, midi dahava, apar v'sar shiom k'purim, that abaya asks, that certainly you can't compare this case to nesar, has been a gay nesar, the real chiyuv is to eat this carbon, and happens to be it became puzzle, and now you have to burn it, so therefore you can't burn on yontiv. However, just like we find with the gay, the parent sar of Yom Kippur, where the chiyuv is to burn the parent sar, that certainly the kohen gadol burns in Yom Kippur, as it's been svasim nekach, and certainly we don't say the klal of ein sar from kachim b'yontiv. Similarly, when they bring the shtei lechem without the shtei kvasim, then the ikka mitzvah is to burn the shtei lechem, and if so, we would apply the klal of ein sar from kachim b'yontiv. Because of this question, Elam Rabbi Yisuf, therefore Rabbi Yisuf explains, really midiraisa, one should burn the shtei lechem immediately and should not wait till the morning. However, the chacham made a takana that he should not burn it until the morning. The chacham felt that if we will allow them to burn the lechem immediately, it would be a possibility that sometime in the same day they would find shtei kvasim, then they would be able to do tufa with the shtei kvasim and the shtei lechem. They would be able to be makav the shtei kvasim. Then instead of burning the shtei lechem, the kehanim would be able to eat the shtei lechem. And therefore, the chacham said to wait to burn the shtei lechem until the morning. However, Amalei Abaya, Abaya once again asked Rabbi Yisuf, Tenech calls manak rasan lebasa hachi l'sufinu. Based on this exera, so it would make sense for the chacham to say that you can't burn the shtei lechem until the evening, until the time that if you find the shnei kvasim, then you'll be able to bring them as a carbon. However, once it's already past the evening, then they should already be able to burn the shtei lechem. And why did the chacham make a takana that they cannot burn the shtei lechem until the morning? The Gemara answers, Maitu over tzurasan nami diktani tzuras hakravasam, that inach nami, when the Brisa stated they have to wait until it's Ubat Rasam, that didn't mean until the morning, and it meant until the time that one could bring a carbon. And some agurus calls manakravasan, as Rashi explains, manakravasan ad tamid shel bein abayim, until the time of the tamid shel bein abayim, as after tamid shel bein abayim, one can no longer bring a carbon. And ayin tesis dibel masal tzuras hakravasan, that is bothered with the pshat of Rashi, as miu bishmaita the skalkal avim bishir in mesechtes rashanah mefarish the kabbonis tiba kravi acha tamid v'doch wasi dashlama lekach nir lefarish had a layla ayin sham. The Gemara now continues. Rava Amar lachila asyon, that Rava states, I agree with Rabba midiraisa, when one brings the shtei alechem without bringing the kivsat seres, one is allowed to eat the shtei alechem. And the only reason why the Brisa stated that one has to burn the shtei alechem in the morning is based on the takan rabbanon and gzeir mishnu Rabba, and it's based on the same gzeir that Rabba mentioned above, that gzeir shem is damal han kvasim l'shana abo v'yom yishtaker mi lo yichal alechem b'lo kvasim achshav nami nechol v'inu lo yodoi d'yishtaker lo yavik kvasim inu shari nafshayu hashdek kvasim kvasim du sharlu. However, Rava continues, v'lab mitamei el mikra, I don't need a raya of Rava from a mishnah mesech tishkolim, as I have a makar from a pasuk, as v'amir Rava min na'amin lo. And Rava explains that how do I know that I'm correct, shtei alechem abos b'fnei atzmon is nechol and is not burnt, as the chsiv, as the pasuk in Pashas Emma b'negeir shtei alechem states, m'mosh v'seichem tavi olechem trufa shtayim shnei esrenim seilus tiena chomet tiafeno b'kurim la'ashem. The pasuk refers to the shtei alechem as bikurim, ama bikurim b'fnei atzmon, and just like bikurim is brought by themselves, av shtei alechem b'fnei atzmon, therefore the shtei alechem are also brought by themselves, and since this is the makar, that shtei alechem can be brought by themselves, and there's no requirement to bring them together with the shnei kvasim, so we also learn, ma bikurim l'achila, av shtei alechem nami l'achila, that just like the bikurim is eaten, therefore even when the shtei alechem are above b'fnei atzmon, they can also be eaten, and ayin d'bam teisen amid, ma bikurim b'fnei atzmon, where teis is bothered, that since this gemara is going l'fir Rabbi Akiva, and our gemara just brought a makar, that the shtei alechem above b'fnei atzmon, and like Rabbi Akiva taught us, that kvasim ha'inim ma'akav es alechem, and teis points out, v'afilu hachi, itzuch l'Rabbi Akiva, yiyu mitiyena, l'lechem d'ma'akav kvasim, that even so, in the gemara daf mem heim beis, the gemara still had to bring a makar according to Rabbi Akiva, as to how he knows that the lechem is ma'akav kvasim, and if someone doesn't have the shtei alechem, then they cannot bring the shnei kvasim, ayin in teisvis, and we will stop over here.